Self-cure happens when we redirect our thinking. Self-cure happens when we redirect our thinking. We have the opportunity every moment of our day, every moment of our life, to redirect our thinking in any way we choose. We can accept the way our thinking is going and live with whatever that thinking has brought to us, or we can redirect our thinking into more beautiful, more wonderful, more charming, more uplifting channels than we ever dreamed possible. One time a student went to a guru, a Sufi, and he said to the master, "I have a problem. I have an ungovernable temper. How can I cure it?" he asked. And the master said, "You have something very strange. Let me see what you have." And so the student said, "I can't show it to you. It just comes now and then. It just happens unexpectedly." "Then," concluded the master, "it must not be your true nature. If it were your true nature, you could not show it to me at any time. When you were born, you did not have it, and your parents did not give it to you. So think it over. You have the ability to self-cure yourself at any time you want by changing your thinking. Now, do you want to change your thinking? Do you want to put new thinking in motion for yourself? Do you want to put new ideas in motion for yourself? Or do you want to just hang on to things that come upon you temporarily? Someone makes you feel upset. Someone makes you angry. Someone makes you lose your temper. Actually, you're losing it yourself. And you're losing it because you are not taking control of your thinking at all times. You're not directing your thinking in the way that you want it to go. Now, how do you want your thinking to go? How do you want your thought to be in your life? How do you want any attitude you have to be? Well, you make a decision. You redirect your thinking from being directed by somebody else to directing by yourself, by being the master yourself. For when students go to their teachers and go to their masters and go to their doctors and professionals and say, "I have a problem, what can I do about it?" The professional will say, "You change your thinking about it. You redirect your thinking in a way that's going to shine forth the type of thinking that you would like to have, the type of attitude you'd like to have, the type of being that you would like to be." Now, you weren't born as a negative person who loses their temper, who's not in charge of their life. You weren't born as a being who had problems like this. This is something you allowed to be expressed and developed in your life by your experiences, by the daily experiences that you have every moment of your life. And if you want those daily experiences every moment of your life, then continue to empower them with your thought. Continue to encourage those unhappy experiences to take place by your thinking about them, by your looking at them, by your empowering them. Instead of saying when something makes you unhappy, that you're unhappy, but instead of saying that, say, "I am master of my thought. I am master of my thinking. I am master of everything that goes through my mind. I am the master of my life." And when you say you're the master of your life, what are you saying? You're giving yourself a self-cure. It happens when you redirect your thinking. Self-care happens when you redirect your thinking. Now, you can redirect your thinking in any area you wish, whether it be the area of health, abundance, relationships, whether it be the area of self-worth, of self-control, of unconditional love, whatever area you are interested in, whatever area you would like to work on for yourself, you can self-cure yourself from the lack of it to the abundance of it. You sure have given attention to the abundance of temper when you let your temper flare. When you let your temper get out of control, then you have given yourself the ability to say, okay, be more rough, be more tough, be more unhappy, be a rotten temper. And then the temper just says, okay, I like that attitude. Just be myself and have fun. But you say, no, I am always in control of my temper. I think beautiful thoughts all the time. I am always in control of every thought that goes through my mind. I am in control. I am the one who chooses what thoughts I will think, what attitudes I will have in my mind. I am the one who will say what habits I will develop in my being. I am the one who will say it only me, because I self-cure myself. And this only happens when I redirect my thinking on the area that is important to me. I redirect my thinking on the area that makes my life whole and perfect. So I say, I am harmonious. I am balanced. I am happy. I am fulfilled. I say to myself every moment of my life, I am the master of my mind. I am the master of my thought. I am the master of my thinking every single moment of my life. I am in control. Me alone in control. That's me in control. And pretty soon, your inner self is going to say, oh, you don't want that? What do you want? And then you got to say what you want. Then you have to say to yourself what you do want to be in control of. You do want to say what happens when you redirect your thinking. What happens when you redirect your attitude of mind? What happens when you have made a choice of what is important for you and what is important in your life? I like me, I like me, I like me. We say that so often. And we don't say it because we wish it were so. We say it because that's our true nature. That's our true beingness, is to like ourselves. Our true beingness is to be who we really are. To be as our parents brought us forth in this earth. To be as we create ourselves to be. How did we create ourselves to be? We created ourselves to be good and very good. We created ourselves to be loving and very loving. We created ourselves to be fantastic and very fantastic. And when we take charge of that attitude of mind, there can be no place for temper. There can be no place for misplaced temper that wants to take control and wants to push us around. There can be no place for anything in our life which is unlike our true nature, which is to be unconditionally loving. There's no place for anything in our life which is out of line, which we are not in control of at every single moment. I am in control of my life. I am in control of my world. I am in control of everything that I do, everything that I say, everything that I am, all the time. Self-cure happens when I redirect my thinking in the way that I choose to go and in the life that I choose to live. I experience self-cure when I redirect my thinking to the truth about me. 100% of the time. For this is my reality. This is all I am. This is all I know. This is all I care about. This is who I am. Yes, this is who I am. And this is who you are. And this is who all the world is. Know that as you accept this for yourself, I say to you, I love you. I love you. I love you.